Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're in part 53 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is program number 155. And if you'd like a copy of it, we'll send it to you free of charge. But just specify whether you want a tape or a CD. Remember, it's free of charge, and at the end of the program, I'll tell you, or I'll have Sharon tell you, four different ways that you can receive a copy of this, free of charge, also a Bible free of charge if you don't have the money to buy one, and any literature that you want, and a Messiah book. Everything from here is free. Now, the Lord tells you to give tithes and offerings, but I'm not charging. That would just be from your heart, a tithe or an offering. That's just a commandment from the Lord that you don't rob him. It's better that you would rob a bank than you would rob God, because you might get shot and killed, but if you rob God, you'll go to hell. So that's the thing. If you rob a bank, you'll go to hell too for stealing. But I'm telling you, I'd rather do that than to rob God. Amen?
Amen.
I imagine there's different degrees in the pit of hell and in the lake of fire. But we have some letters, and right now I'm going to go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to anoint me, that he'll speak through me in this message. Father, anoint me with outwardly. Open the ears and the hearts, the spirits of the people in radio land, those that are unsaved in the church, to receive that which you say through me today, so that they can be saved, and so that the church can be strengthened, lifted up on higher ground, so that they can have power, which most people call grace. Grace is not undeserved, something that's undeserved from the Lord. We deserve salvation if we come to Christ. We deserve, Father, I know, if we come to you, then you will give us eternal life and healing and the things that we ask for if we stay in the ministry, the gospel, and if we don't believe the things that the false prophets are saying, that you love us unconditionally, because you don't. Everything with you has a condition. You tell us to come unto you. You say that we are your friends if we do everything you say. This is condition. And they say, well, we can't do what he says. Nobody is perfect. But you said that the people of the Lord are perfect because they have your spirit, the fullness of the Godhead bodily living in them. And without you, we can do nothing. But if we call upon you, and for you to enter us, wash us in your precious blood, and fill us with yourself, your essence, which is life and power, then we can do all things in Christ Jesus, and we are more than conquerors to do anything that you ask us to do. Lord, I pray that you'll give everyone the fortitude, your essence. Open their eyes and their ears, their spiritual eyes and ears, so that they can have these things in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now where's the first letter from?
From Ghana, Africa.
Okay, for you.
Dear Pastor, I am a 16-year-old boy in school. At first, I didn't know about the Word of God. One day, my friend Frank gave me your literature. After I read it, I accepted God as my personal Savior. I gave it to my family, and now they have also changed. Please, Pastor, I want you to help us by sending us some literature and Bibles to be able to be stronger in Christ.
We've already sent it to them. Okay, and then what?
So that we can also teach other people about the Word of God. We would be very glad if you would send us more things that would help us move forward spiritually. Please, I want you to continue sending us more literature rapidly. I hope that I have requested all would be granted. God bless you. Yours faithfully, Go-Go from Ghana, Africa.
All right, there's some a man in one of our churches in Falk, Arkansas. There's a church there. What's the name of that church? The bad one. The Fairland Church, they said that Jesus is not God. Don't go to that church. Anyone that is so ignorant that to say that God, Jesus is not God, don't go to a church like that. That church is a miserable church. They hate blacks. They hate Jews. And we sent people over there to go to it to see what their doctrine was, because people stated that they said, now the black people have black churches, and the yellow people have yellow churches, just like the birds. The black birds all stick together, and the bluebirds all stick together, and the robins and the geese. But we're not birds. We happen to be human beings. And the Lord said, we all nationalities become one in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And so the Lord just... is just saying that to you to stay out of that kind of a church. There are many of them like that all over the world. The Bible states in the book of Acts that we all the people on the face of this earth have one blood. That's all. There's only one blood. And we have different colors, but there's only one blood going through our veins. That's it. So black people, don't call yourselves blood, because the same blood that's in your veins is in mine too. Okay, blood? Don't call yourself blood, because you're no different than anyone else. So you don't have to be a Muslim, and because the Lord died for everybody. And your religion is false, because it teaches that Muhammad is the leader of the blacks. It just so happens that Muhammad was a white man. Okay, I don't really hate to pull the sheet and blankets off of that one, but that's what it was. So you're barking up the wrong tree. Besides, Muhammad never died for your sins, nor did he rise from the dead and ascend into heaven. Only Jesus did that, and only Jesus can save your soul. So, you know, black, white, red, yellow, beige, a mocha or brown skin, whatever, or green skin like mine. I'm a Jew. We Jews have olive green skin. So no matter what, we all have the same blood. So accept Christ and live. Okay, then what's the next letter?
From Lawrenceville, Georgia. Dear Pastor Lomo, I am a new listener. I thank God for letting me stumble upon your radio ministry. The day I first heard you, you were talking about Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 29. I had heard preachers say this wasn't about true believers, but deep in my heart, I knew that that was wrong. There are so many verses that say, if you continue on until the end.
Yeah, you're saved only if. That's conditional, friends. So this, what's that man in Atlanta, Georgia that says that God just loves you unconditional? Charles Stanley, you cult leader. Stanley, repent and start telling your people the truth. The Lord does not love people unconditionally. He said, if you continue on in the truth, then what?
You'll be saved.
You'll be saved. Those who continue to the end shall be saved. Well, what about us? Us, you say to yourself, that don't continue to the end. Well, you won't be saved. All right?
Amen.
That's conditional, friends. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Not only do I pray to God to strengthen my inner man to help me to obey, but for the body of Christ, His church. Please send me 1,000 pieces of your literature on salvation and on heaven and hell. Also 5 copies of your Messiah booklet. Thank God for using you. Signed, Karen from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Okay, and then one more?
Yes, the next letter is from Benue State, Nigeria. Dear Pastor, Calvary greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How are you in the ministry today? I hope God is helping you through. My earnest prayer...
Oh, you can be sure that He is, brother or sister, whoever you are. The Lord is definitely helping me every day. It's because I do what He tells me to do. All right? And He'll do the same for you. Amen? If
Amen.
You just continue on to the end. And then what else?
My earnest prayer is that the Almighty's hand, which is upon the ministry, should rain down more power and wonders in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, I got to know about your ministry through Pastor Godfrey, the one pastoring the branch of your ministry in our area called the Alamo Evangelical Church. And since I read the newsletter that he gave to me, I had a new touch in my life, which empowered my spiritual life. For this reason, I would want you to put my name on your mailing list. I also want to have the share of my blessings from you. So, Pastor, I would be glad to receive some newsletters and at least 3 Bibles from you. I am always ready and willing to join your ministry here and to be a partaker of what God is going to do in our locality here. May the Almighty bless you as you meet my request in Jesus' name. Thanks, yours sincerely, Joseph from Benue State, Nigeria.
I'm sure we've already sent it out to him. All right. I just got word today that we're sending out several $1,000s worth of literature to packages and requests that people have sent in. Now let's read this situation here. Now, I was mentioning yesterday about this Bayer Aspirin Company, which is actually owned and run by the former IG Farben, because of the fact that they had received such bad publicity because they're the ones that manufactured the cyanide gas to kill the Jews and blacks over in Auschwitz concentration camp and other death camps overseas. They were fanned out by the Vatican all over the world now, and they're manufacturing a lot of supposed to be health aids that really destroy people. And one of the companies that they run is Bayer Aspirin. And there's another news release here that you can look up on your website on the internet, and you'll see that I'm just reading what we got off of their website. Go ahead, and what's the name of the website?
www.timesonline.
T-I-M-E-S.
Yes.
Online.
Then .co.uk.
Okay, read it one more time. I'm going to give you time to run frantically over to your desk or wherever you keep your paper and pencil to copy this down, because you'll see that what you hear on this program is the truth. Now, did you? Hopefully you've all gotten your pencils or pens, and you've got your paper and a magazine or a book or a counter or a table that you can, it'll be firm enough to where you can write this website down. Okay, are you ready? Yes, you are, I believe so. Okay, so go ahead and read the website to them.
www.times.co.uk.
Okay, now this article does tell that Bayer Aspirin is the former IG Farben organization that murdered Jews, blacks, and many other people. I believe the Croatians. Millions of innocent people and children. This is Vatican. They do not care about you. This Vatican and all of its corporations are powered, God said, by the great red dragon, which is the devil. And he wants to see you die before you're saved, before you have an opportunity to be saved. So this will confirm that it is, Bayer Aspirin is a part of IG Farben. I believe it. I put this in a piece of literature that I wrote around 20 years ago, that Bayer Aspirin, Alka-Seltzer, and all these phony, supposed to be health aids to help you, that you've been spending billions of dollars, are absolutely not only worthless, but they're harmful to you. Okay, go ahead and read it.
Title, Chemicals Giant Paid Students to Drink Pesticide, in the Sunday Times United Kingdom. One of the world's biggest chemical companies faces an inquiry after it was found to have used students to test a highly hazardous pesticide linked to serious disorders. Bayer Crop Science of Mannheim, Germany, paid the students, mostly from Harriet Watt University,
now,
Edinburgh.
That's the same Bayer that is Bayer Aspirin? Company,
yes.
Right. IG Farben. They just go under different names because there's such a smudge on their names. such a bad reputation. Then what else? For killing so many millions of people. Then what?
They paid the students £450 each to consume the pesticide.
Okay, so that would be around $800 to $1,200 to drink the pesticide. And they always pick students. Students are very easily conned into doing such things because they're financially strapped. They don't have money, and so they'll risk their lives just to get their hands on $1,200. Okay, go ahead.
The project, the fine detail of which is secret, has been condemned in the United States as unscientific and unethical.
Just by a few people in the United States, but certainly not the people in the United States that are controlled by the Vatican, because IG Farben, Bayer Aspirin, and Alka-Seltzer, and these different supposed to be health aids companies are branches of the Vatican, and powered by the great red dragon, the devil, doesn't care anything about your life at all. They hate you. They want you, Satan, and these people know they're going to hell in the lake of fire, and they want you to spend eternity with them. And so this is one of the reasons why the Lord said for you to pray over your food before you eat it, because a lot of food today is laced with poison. Now, the Lord told me I'll probably be sued by the beef company and the dairy companies in the world, but the Lord God Almighty told me do not eat beef way before they started announcing that it was bad for you on some television stations and health food companies. Stay away from beef and stay away from all dairy products because it's laced with poison. Now, beef companies and dairy companies, go ahead and sue me. I don't have anything. I don't have anything, and I don't want to have anything. Material things. The things that I have are given to me by the church. Food and a place to lodge and some transportation. I can't even drive because I'm legally blind, but I do have a driver that drives me here and there, and I get paid around, I think it's $50,000 or $60,000 a year. I don't even pay any attention to it because I'll put it
at vulnerable targets for researchers.
Cash-strapped students. That means students who don't have any stinking money. Okay, then what?
Lawyers point out that the Nuremberg Code, formulated after the Nazis' wartime experiments, bans the use of humans for testing poisonous substances where the risk exceeds the benefit to humanity.
Okay, now the Nazis are definitely the Roman Catholics. Hitler was a Roman Catholic. He actually was studying, and this is in his own book, he was studying to be a Catholic priest. And there are many pictures of him singing in the Catholic choirs. And he also was financed by the Vatican banks to wage war with the hopeful, in hopes that the Germany, for the Vatican, would control the world. That was a test run. They found out what all their mistakes were on the first run through, and now this is the real thing, the real deal, what they're doing now, Satan is doing. They're really out to bomb and massacre anybody that is coming against them. Okay, so go ahead.
Ironically, Bayer is the daughter company of IG Farben.
See, IG Farben. Then go ahead.
The manufacturer of Zyklon B, a gas used in Nazi extermination camps. Bayer is using the results of the study conducted between 1998 and 2000 to argue that restrictions on pesticide use should be eased because no immediate adverse effects were suffered.
The wrong word is ironically. Satanically is the better word. IG Farben, the one that makes all these supposed to be health aids, is satanically the same company that made this Cyclone B or whatever it is, cyanide gas to kill the Jews, the blacks. They killed homosexuals and so on, even though the Pope himself was a homosexual, John Paul II, and a child molester. And this is all documented. When I had written the piece of literature entitled The Fugitive Pope, because he was a fugitive. He killed all these people, helped manufacture the gas. He worked for IG Farben. He helped manufacture it, and he brought it to the death camps and encouraged them to use it. So he was a war criminal, and after the war, he realized that he'd have to go to trial and possibly be killed, so he fled. And the Vatican helped him flee because of his faithfulness to kill the Jews. They, because he was the whole regime was Catholic, Roman Catholic. So they put him on a boat or a plane and took him to Argentina, and he hid there, and they made him a cardinal because of his the things that he did for the Vatican, like killing the Jews. And then they made him Pope because he killed so many people. And see how the people on the Vatican-controlled news media are kissing the rings of the Pope. See how deceived they are. And see how deceived you've been. And, you know, you can't say to the Lord, well, Lord, don't send us to hell. We were deceived. Listen, you have your Bibles. You can get a Bible at your Bible bookstore. And the Bible tells you that the devil's seat, the place where he sits, is in Rome, Italy, the city of the seven mountains. And it describes the church perfectly, how rich it is, and how it's involved in commerce, like manufacturing drugs to kill people, and that many people were made prosperous, and that they were, the Vatican is the one that it rules over the kings of the earth. And you'll see all these kings and dignitaries going to the Vatican to kiss up to him, the Pope, so that they will be highly favored and be able to retain their jobs, their puppet jobs, because they're so faithful to the Pope that they'll bomb countries for him, they'll build monuments for him in Washington, and just as President Bush has done. And he has the unmitigated gall to call himself a Christian when he is a definite part of the Antichrist regime. The Antichrist regime is Rome, the Roman Catholic cult, the world government, and the Vatican, is the mother of harlots, the mother of whores, or prostitutes, and she rides on the back of the beast, which is the government. In other words, she leads the government like a rider would ride a horse. And she leads the Vatican to do this, or to start this war, or to bomb this country, or to make rules to where they don't have to pay taxes, and so on and so forth, and that they're immune from being prosecuted anywhere in the world. They can burn up people like the former president Clinton did over at Waco, and call them a cult. They can just call anybody a cult, and they say it enough times on television to where you stupid people believe it. You deceived people believe what you're hearing the Antichrist say on radio, television, and in the newspapers, and in People magazine that's run. It's just an out-and-out Catholic organization. Life, Look, Time, Newsweek. All these organizations are Jesuit-controlled media, and NBC, CBS, ABC, all of them. And they'll put a little shred of truth in here and there to make it look like they're trying to help you. After the devil has killed so many people, these articles were written in 2003, and years and years of murdering people happened, and so people are catching on to it, and so they had to make a little blurb in the media to make it look like they're reporting the news. They knew about this from the very beginning. Okay, keep continue on. Right there it tells you that Bayer, Aspirin, who manufacture, Bayer Company manufactures cyanide gas, they might have aspirins that are and different medicines that are contaminated with AIDS. And they're like, from the Nuremberg trials, they were trying these doctors that use children to do experiments on with these drugs made by IG Farben, this pharmaceutical company, and they were killing children like they were just like mice or something. And they want you to believe that you're an animal. That this doctrine of the evolution comes out of the Vatican from Satan. They want you to believe you're an animal so that you don't think it's so bad when they use humans to test these drugs on. They want you to think that you're no different than a rat or a mouse, so that you don't get infuriated at them killing babies. The Bible says in the last days that the sin would be so abundant that the love of many people would be cold. It would just be cold. People, you people today are so rotten cold. But you're going to have to pay for that. You need to, if you don't repent, you need to have the Lord Jesus Christ with his Father by the Spirit enter you, so that you can feel the compassion and love of God, and that you can be an instrument used by the Lord to transmit his love and compassion to the rest of the world. Because it's for sure, we are pulling the lid. The Lord says to whatsoever we bind in heaven and earth, it'll be bound in heaven and earth. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so the way that we bind these things is to expose them. To bind the devil, it's just a simple thing. You just expose them, like I'm doing. Now, if you have any things that you would like to expose, if you'd like to bind the devil, send proven articles into me, and I'll put them on the air and write them up in my literature. Lord knows, God knows, that I have enough literature to expose the Vatican and this Satan, that it would take me years to do it all. But you may know something new and maybe something more important. The people that really know the things that I'm saying, that are people from the government, they say, you're only touching the tip of the iceberg. The Vatican, the devil, the IG Farbens and people like that, they're so deeply satanic that it would take there aren't words to explain how it's satanic there. And there's no words to tell how horrible hell is in the lake of fire. If you were there 100 million years, that would be just like a fraction of a second as to how long eternity is. If you were there 1 billion years, that's just a fraction of a second as to how long eternity, and you'd be burning in hell. And 1 second in hell would be like it's an eternity. So, words can't explain it. I am a wordsmith. I can explain things. I, have been a person that has been able to sell and out in the world. Only God and the people that are in heaven know how beautiful it is in heaven. And only God and the people that are in hell know how horrible it is in hell. So the Bible says, no ears heard, no eyes seen, no has it entered the heart of man, the beautiful things that the Lord has stored away for those that love him and are warm and have the love of God in them, that he has laid away for those that love him, that love God and keep his commandments. And he tells us to hate people, these murderers, murdering people that are not the people, but the people, the things that the Satan is doing in and through them. You see, the Lord has his people that are doing good in the world, and Satan has his people, like the people of IG Farben, the Nazis, the Vaticanites. All these are branches of Vatican, like the whole world government today. It's like branches of the world the Vatican and the media. That's why you see them exalting the Pope and how wonderful he is. Why don't they say how wonderful Jesus is? Amen?
Amen.
No. The same tri-part satanic organization is saying, take God out of the mouths of people. Don't let say God. Take the Bible away from people. Take Christ out of Christmas. This is Satan, folks. This is Satan. All right? So that's telling people don't get married, hiding homosexual child molesters, not condoning the things that God says is fine in the Bible. They ban marriage, but they say it's okay for homosexuals to marry because they say there's not enough food in this world. They're lying to you. They're paying hundreds of millions of dollars to different farmers to stop manufacturing of growing food. We could be feeding those starving people over in Africa and India. These people are heartless. They're possessed with the devil. The Vatican knows these things. The devil knows these things. But we're here to expose them. And after I expose them, well, maybe they'll... the devil is very crafty. The media will say, we have to start... they'll start telling you, we have to do this and that to feed the people. And we've got to start suing Bayer Aspirin and all this and closing them down. You could close them down just like they did at Nuremberg. But they just open a company with a different name. It's Bayer now, but it'll be Ayer then next, or Payer, or Zayer, or whatever. You know, I mean, any advertising agency knows to do that. Okay. Like when I was out in the world singing, I had like several different names. One for, because I can sing all kinds of music. I have like a semi-classical name. I have Bucky Raymond for my country name, Tony Alamo for the gospel, Mark Alamo for the rock and roll, when I was in rock and roll, and Marcus Abad when I'm singing like English music, like I did. Had a hit called Little Yankee Girl. It hit in Omaha, Nebraska, but the Lord was dealing with me so strong there I didn't even promote it, but we hit number one there over the Beatles and in several other places. And so you think that they're not capable, the devil is not capable of coming up? Back then when I was doing that, I was possessed with the devil. I am a master advertising agent, but the Lord doesn't let me do that anymore. So, I mean, I'm taking the lid off of these people to try to protect you. But if you're going to take these things, you're going to take these medications instead of eating right and exercising a little bit and drinking water, pure water, well, go ahead, but make sure you pray over all this stuff, will you? Because the Lord cares about you. He doesn't want you to die before you are saved, and I care about you too. Because the Lord put that kind of love in me to be concerned about your souls. Okay, go ahead. Continue on with this.
Groups of up to 16 volunteers were housed at a research center in Edinburgh and fed azinphos methyl, AM, and organophosphate. The dosages have not been disclosed. The World Health Organization has classified AM as highly hazardous. Exposure is linked to blood and nervous system problems. The dangers are well documented. Accidental ingestion of a related Bayer organophosphate pesticide by 42 Peruvian children last year led to 24 deaths.
Why do you think there's so many sick people today? Diabetes and everything. The fall guy is McDonald's, you know? Not IG Farben, huh? It's eating Big Macs is doing that to you, okay? Well, the Lord did say to stay away from beef and dairy products, but I guarantee you, it wouldn't put past me if IG Farben was behind McDonald's, all right? And all these other places, I don't know. But I know the Lord said no beef, of course no pork, no lobster, no clams, no crabs, no crawdads, none of this abominations, no frogs, no rabbits. But chicken is okay, turkey. Things that have gizzards are okay. Don't eat any storks or robins, bluebirds, or canaries, or sparrows and things like that. They're all not of the Lord, or shark, or dolphins. They're abominations. They're not really food. Okay, now give them the website, because this is a very long article, and there are many other articles under this website, and so you can look it up yourself if you're interested. Hopefully you still have your pen or pencil and paper, so take this website down.
www.timesonline.co.uk.
Okay, now these articles are in the New York Times and on NBC, MSNBC, Ms. NBC. Okay, now let's get to, there's so much more. We've got stacks of this kind of information over here. The whole world is contaminated by the Vatican and its IG Farben. How many million Jews did they kill? 7 million? 7 million Jews alone. And how many Croatians and how many homosexuals? You say, well, you don't like homosexuals. Listen, I am showing the love of God to those homosexuals. I want them to be saved. I don't like the sin of homosexuality. I hate it. And lesbianism. Because God hates it. And I hate it too. But those souls, those people were actually created by God. And they have a soul, and they're going to spend eternity somewhere. And the Lord says that he'll forgive all sins, and that is sin. They say, well, we were born that way, so how could it be a sin? Well, that's why the Lord says for you to become born again of the Spirit and water. Okay, keep now, Sharon, come on, and let's start reading. Start doing here how to have God's life living in you. And start out where I told you, please.
What is the church?
What? Do you know what the church is? Do you think it's Presbyterian or Lutheran or Catholic or Baptist or Methodist or Pentecostal? That isn't the church. The church is the body of Christ. Now, in the book of Revelation, it shows, it tells that John is supposed to write all the things that he sees. Not necessarily what he hears, but what he sees. So the Lord has shown him pictures, symbols, figures, types, shadows of the things that need to be explained to people, because people's brains are shot from all the drugs and all the poisonous things that they've been taking, manufactured by IG Farben, Bayer, and all these other companies like Alka-Seltzer that is worthless. If you have a digestive problem, take Digestates. Get them at a health food store. When you take Tums for the tummy, all that does is coats all the dung that's in you, and it just sits there. But if you take Digestates, the Digestates helps digest all the food that's in your stomach. It's got an acidy effect in it, and it starts helping you digest the food, and then it goes out the draft, according to the Lord. So take Digestates. You get them at a health food store. Some of them are mild, like papaya Digestates, and then some are a little stronger, and some are very strong. But don't ever take them in with an empty stomach, because they'll start digesting your stomach tissue. Every time you eat, take one or two to help digest your food. Now, we have no gastric troubles or anything in the church. Alka-Seltzer is worthless. And so is Pepto-Bismol and all this other garbage that people are taking. It's just garbage. Actually, poison. Do the right thing. Okay, then what?
The church is a composition.
Okay, a composition. In other words, the church, he showed John this lampstand, which is made out of gold, which is representative of God. You'll see God is the golden, has the golden altar. And many scriptures in the Bible show that God, this temple and so on. Like this Tyra St. Clair, she was very jealous of Susie because God gave me to Sue. I was 9 years younger than Sue. Sue passed away in 82, April 8th, 82. But she was just hating me because now Sue is spending time with me. Sue's daughter was extremely jealous, and because Sue was spending time with me, and she always catered to this daughter of hers. Her daughter was obese. She weighed about 300-400 pounds. And Tyra St. Clair is a former prostitute. And Susie talked to her often, and I was friendly to her as well. But she got very upset, and she was talking bad about us in churches. And on Christmas Day, she called me up. She called Sue and myself. I answered the phone. I said, "Hello, Merry Christmas." And she says, Tony, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And I says, "Who is this?" And she says, Tyra, please say, just say you forgive me. I command you to say you forgive me. And I said, "Wait a minute, forgive you for what?" And she says, "I was just eating breakfast, and all of a sudden the Lord raised a golden altar up, and there was Sue on one side and you on the other, and he told me, 'These are my two witnesses, and you are a babbling fool.'" And I says, "I forgive you, all right?" She says, "Now let me talk to Sue." And I says, "Hey, Sue, come here. Tyra wants to talk to you." And so I gave her the phone, and she said the same thing. She said, "Finally, Susie says, 'Yeah, Tyra, I forgive, but what's this all about?'" And she told her that the Lord raised up this big golden altar right in front of her eyes. And Sue was on one side, and I'm on the other. And God said, "These are my two witnesses, and you are a babbling fool." So the Lord has even shown Tyra St. Clair the golden altar, and it talks about that in the book of Zechariah. Amen?
Amen.
About the two witnesses of God, the two olive trees. Okay? And it talks about that in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation. And there are many other people that said they saw similar, not the golden altar or anything, but the Lord talked to them and told them the same story. Okay, but so the gold is symbolic of God in all that God is, because gold is symbolic of God's actual essence. He's made up of purity. Gold is always depicted as pure as gold in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
And so that, those lampstands that the Lord has shown there are, and then the seven lights on each one of the seven lampstands are symbolic of Christ, because he's the light of the world. The Bible is our light in this world to be able to know how to live our lives in this world, and to get out of this world the right way in heaven and not hell, and how to be blessed in this world. And then the rest of the lampstand, because of the fact that God, Jesus with God the Father and the Holy Spirit live in us, and we become the lights of the world as well, the people that are the church. So the church is a combination, or the essence, or the a combination, or read what I wrote here.
The church is a composition.
It's composed of God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the church. And that's us. Those of us that have the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit in us. And that we're continuing on with God, living or his life out, or representing himself in this world. And we let him do that through us. Okay? And now what else? That's who the church is. It's not a denomination. And it certainly is not the Antichrist cult in Rome. Okay, then what?
The church is a composition, a constitution of the triune God, which is the light of the world, which shines forth God's virtues and attributes in this very dark world, so that those in darkness...
Okay, so if you say you're a church, or a member of... you have the constitution or composition of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, then you do exactly what they did. You do what Christ did in this world. And if you're not doing that, well, don't call yourself a member of the church. The church, the foundation of the New Jerusalem in the kingdom of heaven, is built up on the church. The foundation of it is us. The entire walls of the New Jerusalem is made out of jasper stone. That's a very precious stone that's a very light green. And it talks about God being on the throne, and he has the same color of jasper, a light green color. In that particular picture of God, because it talks about him in different ways in order to get the message of who he is through to people. That particular picture, that version of God, is just depicting that he is green, is like symbolic of life, eternal life. And the walls of the New Jerusalem is, all of them are like jasper stone, light green, to show that everybody in that city, the holy city, the New Jerusalem, has immortality, eternal life, because they were exactly like Christ was in this world. They're not the Savior of the world, but they have God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and they overcame by this power of God in him, by the word of their testimony. Well, who is our testimony anyway? Our testimony is Jesus with the Father by the Spirit, amen?
Yeah.
And we let him represent himself in us, and so therefore we let him do that, and therefore we have immortality. So we win souls by the word of the blood of the Lamb, because we've been washed enough to where he will live in us and work through us. And the word of our testimony, which is Christ with the Father by the Spirit. Now, Christ is the word of God. So he's the word of our testimony. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so that's why the Father that sits on the throne in the Bible here, that's another picture that we have of God. There are many pictures of him, but that's one of them, just which depicts life. The Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He lets me eat the green life, which is the word of God. That's the green pastures. In that particular scripture, he's saying that we are like sheep. Well, we're not sheep, but he's saying sheep are the dumbest animals in the world, and therefore world, and we're like them as so far as intelligence is concerned, and therefore we need to lean on his word. We have to rely on it, believe on it, accept it, receive it, so that we can lie down in green pastures in a world that's full of violence, crime, sin, and full of darkness. And he maketh us to lie down by the still waters, by the Holy Spirit. These are all symbols or pictures or figures or types, like in the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. And we can't understand the book of Revelation or Daniel unless we know the rest of the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, continue.
The church shines forth God's virtues and attributes in this very dark world.
Why? So because the power of God living in us, we're able to live a life of the Spirit, and therefore we are allowed, we're dead, we die out to our own life, and therefore we become perfect if we're dead. You never saw a dead person sinning, amen?
Amen.
And you never saw them doing good or evil. But God lives in us, and he does all the good. Amen?
Amen?
Therefore, it's a work of God, not us. Paul said, I did more than all the other apostles put together, yet not I, but it was Christ with his Father by the Spirit in me that doeth the works. Amen?
Amen.
And even Jesus, who was the Son of Man, also the Son of God, but he said, the words that I say are not my own. It's the Father talking through me. Amen?
Amen.
So he let God live out his life in him, and God is a triune God. I mean, it's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This whole spiritual realm was living in Christ. He was the full. He is the fullness of the Godhead living in a human body. Hopefully you understand these things, because I'm telling you the truth. Okay, then what?
The church shines forth God's virtues and attributes in this very dark world, so that those in darkness can see God. That is,
they see God living in us, doing his work in and through us. Okay, then what? Showing his attributes through in us. Very few people will die out to this world because they love the world, and the Lord tells us, love not the world. But these people that call themselves Christians do love the world. That's why they're saying, Let me show you how to have, you know, full life, and you can live. What is her slogan, Joyce Meyer?
Enjoy
everyday life. Well, I would say enjoy not everyday life, because certainly the Lord is not everyday life. He's eternal life. Amen?
Amen?
She's talking about in this world. But we need to allow, we need to die. And we need to take up the cross. That's not enjoying everyday life. And we need to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, because he says, my sheep hear my voice, and another will they not follow. They're not going to follow Joyce Meyer. And I'm not going to follow her either. And I'm not following me. I'm dead. I'm following Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And that's who you have to follow to if you want to get to heaven. So die out to your own life. Don't enjoy everyday life. Enjoy Christ. Enjoy immortality. Enjoy seeing the things that the Lord is doing in and through you, and to see the manifestation of how many souls that are saved by what you do. My kicks, I get the kicks out of hearing these letters where they say, I read your literature and I got saved, and then I showed your literature to other people and they got saved. That's where I get my kicks, not enjoying everyday life. The Lord tells me to stay right in and keep writing and studying so that I can bring messages like these, so that I can know the Word and that I can recognize when the Spirit is telling me to do something that it really is of the Lord. If I didn't recognize that it was of the Lord, I'd know not to say it. But because of the fact that I know what the Lord is saying through me, that is scriptural, Bible, then I say it. Because he's moving by the Spirit in and through me to say it to you. Okay, now go ahead.
The church shines forth God's virtues and attributes in this very dark world.
The church meaning us. Okay, then what?
So that those in darkness can see God, that is, that they may see the light.
The light in us, in so that we are the lights of the world. Jesus first said he's the light of the world. Then he said when we're living in him, that we are the lights of the world, because we're dead and he's doing the work. So now he's gone away. He was limited to time and space when he was here. He only was in one body, God was. But when he went away, he was able to send his Spirit, the Comforter in us, to Comforter, to dwell in us, and to show us things that teach us all things that we need to know and all things that we need to say. So the Comforter abides forever, so long as we're letting him abide forever. The Lord says, I'll never leave or forsake you, and he doesn't. But what happened is a lot of people have left and forsaken him, and so he's not going to chase after you. He did enough already. He died for us. He laid down his life and he rose out of hell. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. And then he stayed around for 40 days. And then he ascended up into the kingdom of heaven. Before that, he told people to abide, to tarry, to wait for the baptism of the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem in the upper room. And they waited there, and then it came down upon them. And they received the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that abides forever. So long as we abide in him forever. And that abiding Spirit teaches us all things. Things that the Bible cannot teach us. The Bible cannot tell us when to go to bed, when to get up, what to say to people. The Bible, the Holy Spirit has to tell me what to say on this broadcast. Otherwise, it's a nothing broadcast. Okay, and what else?
Many messages are needed for the people of the world and the church to know what the church is. The Lord, with God's wisdom, has shown us the lampstand. This is the church, and if you see the church, you see the lampstand. The church is spirit, not of this world, not dust, not mud. The church is golden. It has God's divine nature. It has a definite form, a definite shape. There is no darkness in it at all, because it is light. It shines. This is the church. The seven spirits is symbolic of the sevenfold lampstand, the Holy Spirit, God, Christ, the church. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, Zechariah chapter 3, verse 9, and chapter 4, verse 10. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness. Christ is the first fruits of the resurrection.
Okay, my time is up. it's so sad every time I have to say goodbye. But look, you can have the triune God living in you. You can be the lampstand with the attributes of the Lord. You can have power and dominion over your flesh, over your will. You can have power and dominion in this world to be a ruler for the Lord. It all starts out by saying this prayer, the sinner's prayer, to be saved, to get regenerated, and that can happen by just saying this prayer. Say it before the Lord now if you want to have immortality and to start out in it. Say, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I am calling on you, and therefore I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul." All right, now just raise your hands up and praise the Lord. And as I mentioned, if you want a copy of this tape, mention tape 155, program number 155. And make sure you let us know whether you want a tape or a CD. And here's Sharon to tell you the four different ways you can receive this tape.
You can go
or
to
CD. Okay.
Go to alamoministries.com or write Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax area code 479-782-7406.
All right. So until tomorrow. Tomorrow, make sure you tune in, because that'll be part 54 of How to Have God's Life in You. And I probably won't. Okay. And then until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. And you can even say hallelujah. And please write in or fax us or email us and let me know, or call us and let me know whether you accepted the Lord or not. And also send a testimony so that we can read it on the air. God bless you. Praise the Lord.